Music for Benedict XVI's last appointment in Germany at a state-of-the-art concert house. And the German pontiff was glad to be together with his Catholic fellow Germans, with those engaged at a church and social level. This is a welcome opportunity, the Pope said, to personally thank you for your commitment and witness, as powerful heralds of the faith, for standing up for the Church, remarking how this is no easy task in the present day. On this occasion, Benedict XVI admitted to the current trend of declining religious practice in Germany, a nation which has recently seen substantial numbers of Catholics drifting away from the Church, prompting the question, the Pope said, as to whether the church should change.
Es kommt die Frage auf, muss die Kirche sich nicht ändern? Muss sie sich nicht ihren Ämtern und Strukturen der Gegenwart anpassen?
Then stepping back in time, the Pope quoted from Paul VI, the Roman pontiff who first chose him as one of his closest advisors and who once highlighted the distance between the church and the world around it. If the church is now struggling to model itself on Christ's ideal, Paul VI said, this can only result in its acting and thinking quite differently from the world around it, which it is nevertheless striving to influence. In order to accomplish her mission, she will constantly set herself apart from her surroundings. She needs, in a certain sense, to become unworldly or desecularized.
Wird sie auch immer wieder Distanz zu ihrer Umgebung nehmen müssen, sich gewissermaßen entweltlichen.
Considering Paul VI died 33 years ago, I thought perhaps there's nothing new since those post-Vatican Council days. Yet moments later, Benedict XVI better explained this distance between the church and the world around it from a historical perspective, expressing the idea that time has shown how when the church becomes less worldly, her missionary witness shines more brightly and can reach out more effectively to the whole world in a truly Christian way.
Die von materiellen und politischen Lasten und Privilegien befreite Kirche kann sich besser und auf wahrhaft christliche Weise der ganzen Welt zuwenden, wirklich weltoffen sein.
It is not a question, he insisted, of finding a new strategy to relaunch the church. Rather, it is a question of setting aside mere strategy and seeking total transparency, not bracketing or ignoring anything from the truth of our present situation, but living the faith fully here and now, in the utterly sober light of day, appropriating it completely and stripping away from it anything that only seems to belong to faith, but in truth is mere convention or habit.
Was nur scheinbar Glaube, in Wahrheit aber Konvention und Gewohnheit ist.
And on this last occasion he had to publicly speak before leaving the country, the Pope towards the end of his address pointed to how the church here has unfortunately been overshadowed in recent times by painful scandals on the part of the preachers of the faith.
Ist leider gerade in jüngster Zeit überdeckt worden von den anderen schmerzlichen Skandalen der Verkünder des Glaubens.
A line this, short but hardly sweet, and a clear reference here in the last homily on German soil to the recent clerical sexual abuse scandal which rocked Catholics and which led to huge numbers leaving the Catholic Church. Let's recall for a moment how Pope Benedict XVI met with five victims of this abuse on Friday evening in Erfurt, expressing his deep regret and assuring the Church's commitment to preventing such crimes in the future. And how, on the plane on his way to Germany, he told reporters he understood the feelings of those who have left the Church because of this.
Umso mehr ist es wieder an der Zeit, die wahre Entweltlichung zu finden, die Weltlichkeit der Kirche beherzt abzulegen.
All the more, then, the Pope stressed in his address, is it a time once again for the Church resolutely to set aside her worldliness? That does not mean withdrawing from the world. A church relieved of the burden of worldliness is in a position, not least through her charitable activities, to mediate the life-giving strength of the Christian faith to those in need, to sufferers and to their carers. But Benedict XVI ended on a hopeful note, inviting those present as individuals and as the community of the church to live the simplicity of a great love, which is both the simplest and hardest thing on earth, because it demands no more and no less than the gift of oneself. With the Pope in Germany, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.